commission meeting.
Make sure everyone's mic is on, please. Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023, at 7 p.m., Borough Hall, 100 First Ave, Atlantic Highlands. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlanger?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton is absent. Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Administrative part of the meeting, approval of April 4th, 2023, regular meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlanger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. I have a motion to approve April 4th, 2023, executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlanger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Do I have a motion to payment of bills from April 13th, 2023 in the amount of $139,904.99?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlanger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. The correspondence? One more. I wasn't sure if I said that one. Payment of bills from April 26, 2023 in the amount of $66,139.12. Do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlanger?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There's no correspondence to report on today. Consent agenda, unfinished business, new business, committee reports, finance. Mr. Curry?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Revenue for the month, comparing April 23 to 22, we're up 29%, but we're still down overall for the year-to-date comparative at 8%, still resulting from the aggressive collections in the month of November and December of 2022. We are, however, up from a fuel sales perspective, 48% month-over-month and 29% year-over-year-to-date. We're also up from the standpoint of launching and hoisting. So it looks like the activity is picking up in the harbor based on the launching and fuel sales. Anticipate the rentals will catch up at some point over the next few months.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes, a number of things going on. Covering the request from Kathy Eisner last week, she and her partner have two boats and have been tenants for 30 years. I met with them. We've reached a proposed compromise, which might not even be necessary because their smaller boat is scheduled to be launched on Saturday, May 6th. in the bigger boat. They were able to get the engine in when the mast party was occurred a week and a half ago. And that is scheduled to be launched on the 14th. So the first one is pretty sure. The second one might still be iffy, but they're hopeful that they will not require any relief. So that's some good news. On the deck, and I see our tenant is in the audience. Tenant has hired a builder who also has an engineering firm at its disposal. They're in the process of submitting drawings, or not sure whether that's happened yet, and submitting drawings to the Borough Building Department to get a building permit to move forward with a repair so that the deck can be opened sometime in the near future. Sissies, the lease has not yet been signed by the tenant, who has made an additional request that we will discuss in executive session. And then the Yacht Club, their hearing for site approval started at the planning board meeting last month, April 6th. They were the last item on the agenda. They were able to present plans, but the clock ran out at 10:45 during the public question session, so the remainder of their hearing will be held this Thursday, May 4th, Star Wars Day. And that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Krause. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Murphy?
No report.
Thank you. Clean Marina?
No report there.
Mr. Murphy, thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner?
Just to mention that the Memorial Day Parade will be kicking off from the harbor on the 29th. I believe the lineup is 11 a.m. Is that right? 11 a.m.?
Yep,
okay. So,
but the parade's at 11.
Ten a.m. for 11 a.m. kickoff down in the harbor. And also we have some activity for upcoming for summer, but we haven't received any of the correspondence yet, but one was to possibly replicate the dinner we did in 2020 in the night Curtis attended. It was a really nice event, and possibly as a fundraiser for one of our local organizations in town. That's it.
Great, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
No report this evening.
Thank you, sir. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So as you know, we have two items on the agenda this evening. Mr. Krause just addressed one to speak about an executive. The other, as you know, is the Towboat Building. We had some meetings since our last meeting. I have obtained all of the plans, and we are going to speak with two firms about finding a fully remedial solution to the issue. How that affects the litigation, we'll discuss more in executive session. However, those proposals should be back for your approval shortly, and for the borough as well. Councilman President.
Great. Thank you. Harbor Manager, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. The Harbor Office is busy scheduling boats. I mean, the next few weeks are pretty hectic to go in their slips and moorings. Also, we're collecting final payments. Anything after the 15th, you know, due to the, we allow them the 15-day grace period, they get charged $25 a day if they're not in the water by then. I attended the change of command at Earl. Was very nice. The new commander is Mr. Smith, and the old commander, Mr. Callahan, is retiring August 1st. So I talked to the new commander, and he would like a tour of the harbor. He's very happy that we work with the Navy, and he wants to continue that relationship. So I've completed the confined space entry course. I took the course case one of, you know, we end up with one guy. You can't have one guy down in the hole. You got to have somebody else there to watch them. So I attended the course, got my cert. So this way here, we have a backup if we need it. The hinge on the Pier 3 T head during that one nor'easter we had, got ripped off and destroyed. I contacted the contractor. He came in, gave us a quote, and repaired that. So that right now has been repaired on Pier 3. He had to actually design and build a new hinge because you can no longer buy the parts for the pier. The company that put the piers in went out of business a long time ago. Also, the contractor, while he was there, the top of the bulkhead, as you all know, had two pieces. The cap came apart. He rewelded those two cap pieces so it keeps it all as one unit. So it doesn't slip out in one area and then not in another. Promco, the company that does our inspection results for the fuel dock, we passed their inspection, so I have that in hand, and it's on E-Bridge. The senior center painting has been completed. That was completed by one of our temporary employees, and a sound system has been purchased for the seniors. So they have it all there right now in the senior center. I've shown a couple of them how it works, and we're ready to go in that regards. And I think that's pretty much it. I have Verizon. I've been working with Verizon for Wi-Fi. I also am working with Comcast. I've got some things from Verizon currently, but I want to hold on to that until I talk to Comcast. So it's two parts when you're dealing with Wi-Fi. You've got hardware, and then you've got the actual service that gets brought in on that hardware. And there's two different organizations. You got Verizon and Comcast, which supplied signals into the harbor, and then you have a separate company that each one of them deals with that supplies the hardware. So as soon as I get that other hardware information, I will present that to you guys so you can see what we're looking at.
Okay. Thank you. Assistant manager report, Mr. White.
Louis covered everything.
Thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If you'd like to address the commission, please stand and give your name and address. Yes, sir.
My name is Victor Hartley. My son is Ethan Hartley. I sent a letter to the harbor manager. I guess it didn't come. It said it sent.
I have it.
Oh, yeah. My son has a charter boat, a 50-foot charter boat, that we're looking for a slip for. It's probably a couple months from being done, and we'd like to ask the Harbor Commission, for those of you who don't know, the party boat industry is dying. You guys can see you've got three empty slips there. I know you got three old guys that when they're done, you're probably going to lose some more boats. My son's 21. He has a little 50-foot charter boat that I'm assuming at some point he's going to step up to the bigger boat like we have in Keyport and want to maybe take over one of those party boat slips. But the harbor doesn't have any more charter boat slips left at this time. So we're asking if one of the charter party boat slips can become a charter boat slip. And there's a way of doing it that if you suddenly get three guys that want three slips, you just put in my son's contract that, listen, you either have to pay the higher rate or you're out. I mean, and I think if my son builds the business here, he'll eventually step up to a head boat. But his little boat can't compete against that big boats. He isn't looking to run open boat. He's looking to do charters. I know there's a lot of boats within this harbor that run. They're charter boats that run open boat. You have them here. They're all throughout the harbor. They do it on the internet. That ain't what my son's looking to do. And he's looking at renting a slip to run charters.
What are you talking about, open?
Little boats advertise online.
I can tell you, if they're chartering in the harbor, I'm very aggressive on that. I will throw them out. Okay. And I got news for you. I've already done that to a number of people. Okay. And so if you know something I don't, because we watch it like a hawk and so do the head boats and the other charter boats, They will no longer be allowed in the harbor. They will be banned forever.
Okay. I have nothing to do with that.
Okay. Now, I appreciate your input. We are aware, painfully aware, of the charter boat industry. And these gentlemen, the people that have been in our harbor for years and years, they pay a sizable amount of money for those spaces and for their business. But if you seem to have some ideas, we'd love to fill those three spaces with something that would be fair for everybody involved. If you would be willing to, if we could get our lease committee, one of the representatives from the lease committee, to discuss this with you, maybe we could come to some type of a solution that would help everybody.
Because like I said, at some point my son is worried they're going to replace our boat in Keyport, where we have the only head boat in Keyport. That boat could easily step into my son's spot, and then he becomes a party boat. But the boat that my son has currently, I don't know if maybe there could be, he's discussing right now only being a charter boat because it works with our other boat. Like, we can send charters to this boat, our other boat runs our open boat business. But maybe there's another thing that the lease committee could say, okay, well, you're not 100 passenger party boat, but maybe we can figure out a rent that works that you could be a party boat. I
understood, but that certainly needs more yes. talking, though, because there's a lot of other things involved.
Yeah.
So, but if you'd be willing to do that, maybe you could give Mr. Krause, he can give you. Oh, you sent the letter, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have your contact information in it, and I'll reach out to you.
We're still a couple months away from getting this boat to Coast Guard and getting everything done. So it's not like it's has to be tomorrow. We're just trying to make sure that he has a spot to run his boat.
Yeah, maybe both of you could come to Atlantic Island.
Scotty was trying to make that happen. I kind of like being by myself, and to be honest, my biggest fear is the high rent. I understand you guys have always got it, but we're in an industry that's dying. Here's a good example. Today, I met with the Sea Tiger. Shoot, I can't.
Because
they all like you. The Prowler went out today with five. Hal had five this morning, 15 in the afternoon. Some of the other boats, I mean, I think the Atlantic Star went out with seven.
And today was the start of fluke season.
Yes.
For everybody's.
And I'll be honest, I had nobody. So my rent ain't as high. But to me, I get scared. $28,000, the way our industry's going. We just got hit with something else today that the Mid-Atlantic Commission met. They're going to drop stripers to 28 to 31. That's just
going to
crush us.
Yeah, we've been monitoring Belmar as well. You know, that's,
and they've got high rent too.
Yeah, but they're struggling as well to get the people in.
And that I would love to if my son did well. And Scotty Hilliard wants me to come here. He's like, why don't you just move the boat here? And I'm just really scared of it.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
And I guess I'll talk to you, or somebody will reach out to me. Probably my son. My son's the one who talked on here today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah, Carolyn Smith, 3160 Hollow Road, Grand Bank, New Jersey. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So, first, the towboat building. I've spoken to Mr. Tanning. Section 5. Item I in the lease at the towboat building. I asked you to review that. Have you been able to do that?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, and I feel you're in default.
You may be aware of that.
And I'm asking what your thoughts are.
I'll discuss that with my client before. I don't have my own thoughts, typically, due to reflection of my client, so we're going to discuss the circumstances surrounding your building in the executive session. So
okay.
I'll get back to you. That's the position.
Okay, my thoughts are around the default. Okay, so I'll wait for the executive session, and you could give me an answer to that?
Tomorrow, probably, but if you give me your phone number, I'll definitely call you.
I've left my number at your office, so you should have it. But I can give it to you again.
If you give it to me again, please.
Yeah, okay. So next we'll go to Sissy's place. Okay, been waiting and waiting. Mr. Curry and I came to an agreement on the lease in November, correct?
Correct.
I didn't get a lease to be signed until the beginning of April, at which time I found that there's problems, structural problem with the building. I have asked and asked what's going on. I keep being told we have to wait to see what's going to happen with the building. I am out of lease in 3 weeks. Okay, I've asked for a letter. You know, I understand Nick is here. My concerns are not with on the deck. You folks are my landlord. What are you doing for us? Do you even know what I'm looking for?
So I believe Mr. Kraus is going to inform us in the executive session what you're looking for, as he mentioned earlier.
I want to make sure that every day that I'm interfered with the business, there's compensation for that.
Okay.
Okay? That's only fair. Okay? The other question is, I would like you guys to look, you've examined the lease extension?
For Sissy's?
Yes.
Yes.
And it all seems okay to you?
It does.
Okay. Did you look and see the original lease of who the names are on the lease? And that the borough made me personally sign a guarantee for that lease? And now you're just asking for the chairperson of the LLC to sign. To me, that doesn't make sense. You get two different people to sign the lease. But that's okay. Personally, you're not going to personally hold me guaranteeing it anymore? That's fine with me. But it should really reflect what the original lease is, correct?
I believe the beginning says all the prior terms of the lease are in full force and effect on the extension.
Okay, but you're asking for only one signature.
You want, I can add another one if you'd like.
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to get consistency. There is none. That's what I'm trying to get at, sir.
Okay.
Okay? Next question is the ramp. What is the standard operating procedure for the harbor, which happens 5 to 7 times a month when the trailer gets stuck there? What's the standard operating procedure?
Well, first of all, it's not 5 to 7 times a month.
It is.
It isn't. And the standard operating procedure, I'm not going to argue with you over it, but the standard operating procedure, which has been that operating procedure since John was here, was you call the police, you call Towboat, Smitty at Towboat, and you call Hennessy's to either remove the vehicle or the trailer, whatever, gone off the end of the ramp.
Okay.
Now, I know you keep saying there's problems with the ramp. The problem isn't necessarily with the ramp.
Okay.
The problem is with the people that are driving, who are the operator of the vehicle, and any police officer will tell you this. If you're operating that vehicle and you drive into another car, who's responsible? The operator of the vehicle that hit that vehicle.
Okay.
Same way when you drive off that ramp. It's like a car accident.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying the standard operating procedure is to call the police?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to go through an upper request and see how many times the police have been called.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you, the last one that got caught was a week and a half. About a week ago.
Yep.
Nobody called the police. They never came back there. Okay? All they did was call Smitty. The guy gave Smitty a hard time because he charges $350 to dive on the day.
And excuse
me. Let me finish. Let you finish. Okay? Your security guard sat in the booth and didn't even get out to look at them, and you have people swimming in the water.
Okay.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when someone drowns there. And don't call Smitty anymore.
Okay, okay. Well, Smitty is the one that told us, give me a call, I'll help you anytime you want.
Okay.
Okay?
And
yes.
It's a whole different relationship at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
A whole different
relationship. Well, it changed without our knowledge then.
Real.
With you? Come on. Every time you see me, you tell me, Lou, if you need, you know, if something happens, let me know. I'll be down there to help you. True?
And I try to help them.
Okay.
I try to help them.
So don't tell me you don't.
Every time I can, but the standard operating procedure is not being followed. And letting people swim in that water is a danger.
I'm sorry. I was off that day. I didn't know that.
You?
I was not there, Smitty.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue.
Don't argue.
Anything else, Mr. Smith?
Yes, there is.
Okay, thank you.
So I've gone through minutes of the meeting. you have a diving contractor down at your harbor that does the inspections of the mooring?
Yes.
Yeah, we hire them every year. We put out bids. We put out bids and hire them every year.
Okay. So I looked through the minutes of the meetings of this year here. It was here and reported that they went out to everybody and nobody responded except for that one person. These are in your minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
For the past 6 years, I've been asked to bid on it. Did anybody reach out to me to ask me to bid on that this year? Because you came up into the public and told the public, we only got one person, that's who we have to hire. Did anybody reach out to me for a bid or anything?
No.
No. Okay.
And why? Because you usually tell me you don't do that, right?
I give them a bid every year.
I know.
But it's just not truthful to tell the people that nobody bid if you didn't ask all the people. Just not truthful, right?
I'm not saying it's not truthful. I'm just saying you've told me previously you're not going to do it.
I hope not, unless you know something I don't. It's a public meeting, Mr. Smith.
Let me know over here.
All right, is that it?
It's really funny, Rich.
Anyone else from the public have any comments?
Just real quick, Nick DeBarry, 68 Hamiltonian Drive, right back to Jersey. The report and the sketches I'll have tomorrow. He was just a little behind schedule today, so we'll talk after that. Really.
No, I appreciate you the work that you've been doing on that.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, the agenda calls for an executive session. We're going to be discussing litigation with Atlantic Islands versus Kappa Construction, as well as contractual lease negotiations. So.
And there's no action being taken
for On the Deck, Sissies, and the Towboat.
And
no action will be taken.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Do you want to do it in the room or in here?
If no one's back there, why don't you go back there?
I don't.
They had a veterans meeting. Are they still there? No.
Do you want to go in the council?
There's a quorum in the room right now. Okay, I just recorded.
Okay. Do I have a motion to come out of executive session?
Perfect.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Okay, do I have
disregard that.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Adjourn.